Hello, everyone. It is me again, your binge-worthy guru, Ian, here with another episode of Binge-Worthy Guru. And this was definitely a show that was not on my list of shows to talk about, but shout out to Jocelyn because she was like truly politicking for for me to listen to this particular, not listen to, but watch this particular show. And I was like, you know what? Let's go for it. And here we are. One of the reasons why I was hesitant to watch this particular show is because I felt like I was cheating on one of my other shows. I don't watch a lot of police dramas, and I don't watch a lot of medical dramas either. So this was definitely an exception to the rule, because one of my favorite medical dramas that I do watch is called The Resident. And you would think that by now I would have done an episode on The Resident, but I don't know, maybe in the future. But alas, this particular show is called New Amsterdam. How can I help? And you would understand that inside joke if you watched the show. How can I help? But anyway, it comes on two things. It comes on Netflix. Well, the first four seasons are on Netflix. The fifth season is on the Peacock app. But at the time of this recording, which is early 2023, all five seasons may or may not be on Netflix, FYI. Also, about 45 minutes per episode. It is 22 episodes per season, minus season 2 and season 5. Season 5 has like 13 episodes, and I think season 2 has like 15 episodes, but all the rest of the seasons are like at 22. It's definitely a different show. If I could break this show down in one word as a medical drama, it would be woke, because it's just like any other hospital show with drama and scandal and, you know, people having love affairs and all that good stuff and everything. But one thing that it does in a not so subtle way is break down all of the things that is wrong with our medical industry. Also, as well as the insurance industry as well. So to give you an idea about the show, you follow Max. I want to say his name is Max Goodwin. I don't know. I just know I call him Max, and I'm sure that's his name. He is just hired as the medical director of the oldest hospital in New York, the oldest public hospital in New York, called New Amsterdam. So that's where you get the title from. And when I say he comes in and he stirs things up, he stirs things up. If you are a conservative person, you may not like some of the things that is discussed in his show, because he comes off very, very liberal, almost liberal to a point of, and I think it even comes up where he's been called the socialist a few times in how he resolves the problems that happens within the hospital. So in that aspect, the show is very wokish. And I'm saying it touches on, you know, it touches on race a lot, how, you know, African Americans, black and brown people get subpar treatment than other races. It talks about how, you know, at the time, certain doctors might charge more for surgeries or for procedures than they need to, at the expense of the patients, even though the insurance companies and the doctors themselves, you know, make money. So it does that type of thing. It exposes that kind of stuff. I think there's an episode that even centers around when Roe versus Wade was overturned. So if you're not into those kind of topics, those sensitive topics about, you know, what's going wrong in the world as far as the medical field and that kind of thing, this probably would not be the right show for you. But what I do like is that it truly does touch on a lot of the things that's wrong with our healthcare system that I never would have thought of. I want to say the third season centered around COVID, and I think they did a very good job of showing the different things that they were going through from a medical perspective during COVID. And this was back with the anti-vaxxers, the people who were vaxxed, the number of lives that were lost from the quote unquote pandemic, how the doctors and the nurses actually felt during COVID and how they handled procedures and stuff with patients and things of that nature. Also the aftermath, you know, people who were afraid to come back to hospitals after when things were kind of sort of back to normal, or when the vaccine came out and the number of comfort, the comfort level of people wanting to return to hospitals, even though the vaccine was just introduced. So I think they did a really good job of taking certain topics that really happened in the world and finding, you know, ways in which they're dealing with it realistically. Another thing that I liked about it is it had like a house feel to it too. There was some people who came in with different ailments and things, and they couldn't figure out what was wrong. It wasn't as deep as House, but them coming to a conclusion as to what the issue was and then saving the day, I thought that was pretty interesting as well. So that was really good. The thing that annoyed me, and I'm going to warn you all ahead of time, and there's no way you can guess it because there's quite a few love interests on this show, but there's a love interest, and you're like, for the love of God, will these two people get the F together? Just get a room and screw already. So sometimes shows tend to draw out the love affair, and this show is no exception to that. Again, I'm not going to tell you who it is, who the couple is. You'll probably figure it out very, very soon, but it will surprise you how things turn out, because I actually had an expectation of this one couple all the way to the last season. I was like, surely they're going to get together. And I'm not going to tell you if they did or not, but I just had an expectation, and I expected something to go down well before season 5. And I was either disappointed or not disappointed. It's for you to watch. So that's pretty much it with the show. It has funny moments, and it also has some serious moments as well. But it definitely is a different show because, again, I've seen shows that just kind of talks about unique conditions or people in unique circumstances, individuals that were in situations and that kind of thing. This show is really, really different. Like, they really took a very different approach to the medical field. Oh, I think I can tell you this because this happened in the first episode. Another thing is that the medical director, Max, who enters, who becomes the medical director of the hospital, he has a symptom for something. That symptom comes out a lot in the seasons where he has a certain condition, and you want to get to the bottom of that. So just be aware of that. You'll know it when you see it, and he's going to deal with that for a long time. So just be aware of that. Favorite characters. I liked Helen for a little bit because she was in Sense 8, and I've never done an episode on Sense 8. But anyway, she was on that show on Netflix, which is really good. Really, really, really good, actually. She's on the show. That's the main actress that I recognize. Max has been in a few things. Nothing that I can tell you off the top of my head. Floyd was one of my, well, you know what? Everyone was a favorite character to me. Dr. Bloom, I liked her. The nurse, Casey, like all the characters were very likable. And these are the main characters that you're going to see on the show. Like, I really don't have a problem with any of the characters. They all had their own way of doing things. One thing about Max that annoys me, and I think this was more of the writing than it definitely wasn't his acting, it was the writing, is that sometimes he was too annoying because he wanted to just take over everything. Like, he wanted to cure global warming. So each episode, it's like he's making some way of curing something that is a huge issue. And realistically, there's no way this one hospital can go in and fix racism and fix abortion and things of that nature. He sets out to do that in each episode. Now, I will say that his solutions to a lot of the problems that we have in the world and within the hospital and the medical field, some of the stuff I really do wonder if we could do it for real, because it seems like it's a very viable solution. And I can't tell you the name of the book that this show was based off of, but it was based off of a book. And of course, I don't plan on reading the book, but you never know. Life happens. So I'm just curious, based on the book, if some of these things were implemented at either that specific hospital in New York or other hospitals across the country. But when he does set out to improve the healthcare system, he does things very drastically. But towards the end of each episode, the solution actually makes sense. Sometimes it's not as pretty as he would have liked it. I think what's annoying about him is that he's overly ambitious to a fault, or overly optimistic. And that's sometimes annoying. But by the end of each episode, when we get to some kind of resolution, it works out and you're like, oh, damn, I wish we could do that for real. So that's one thing I want to warn you all about as well. That's all I got. So again, the show is New Amsterdam. You should check it out. Like I said, it's on Netflix, first four episodes. I mean, I'm sorry, the first four seasons, not the first episodes. And the final season, season five, is on Peacock. I felt like the way they ended the series was pretty well done. I'm not going to say it was anticlimactic. I was like, okay, cute. That was a nice ending. You all did well with that ending. I'm okay with it. I like how they kind of tied everything up for the most part. So there's a few things I was disappointed about. As far as I would have liked to see these people's stories end a little bit differently. But for the most part, I am happy with the way things ended. So that's all I got. And like I said, you know how I end these episodes. You know how I do. You already know what's coming next. Happy binging.